Hello, my name is Marcia Hotch, and I'd like to welcome you to Tlingit Time, Tlingit Gawu, an Indigenous language program. My Tlingit name is Guneunte, and I live in Klukwan, Alaska. I'm from Klukwan. I am a Ganachtedi from the Frog House, Chichihit. Today we have with us Don Hotch. Don, can you share your Tlingit name with us and what house you come from?
Hello, my name is Don Hotch. My Tlingit name is Kushnath, and I come from the Thunderbird House in Klukwan. And in Southeast, I am known as Bosch.
Today we're going to be talking about fish camp or summer camps. Don, can you share with us what you guys might have done during the summers?
Well, in my younger days, we fished up here for a little bit, and we all got together, put our stuff together in a boat and headed for Taku. That's outside of Juneau, south side. And it was a long trip in them days in the boats, and we hit some very tough weather on the way down. We didn't have these electric belch pumps. We pumped on a deck outside by hand to keep the boat floating. And we were small then when we used to go down, and they used to tie us on the deck with twine, small twine. And my older sister one time fell overboard, and they don't know how long it towed her, and the twine didn't break. And my dad, his dad, Victor Hotch, Jones Hotch, Dick Hotch, we all went down. We tried to travel together most of the time, but a lot of times we had to go at different times to get down there.
So you guys traveled in separate boats?
Yes, everybody had their own boat.
Were they fishing boats?
Yeah, they were gillnet boats.
They were going to be going down there gillnetting?
Yeah, we went down to do the king salmon fishing and stayed for the sockeyes. It was all cliffs over there. We built houses up on the top there on the cliffs. And so we called it our home away from home, I guess.
Do you remember, did you guys like smoked fish down there and brought it back up to Klukwan? Or?
No, it was just the gillnetting. We did smoke some down there, but we didn't make like we do up in Klukwan. We did that at home up here.
Was your grandfather down there with you folks?
Oh, yes. Everybody loaded their family into the boats and went down.
Some of our listeners don't know about gillnetting. Can you share with us what gillnetting is?
Yeah, gillnetting is just like a job for the family. The older ones did that. We used maybe 20, 30, 35 foot boats to go out there with nets to catch the fish, and we pitched them off to tenders.
Today it's better known as commercial fishing. Have you fished up here in the Lynn Canal?
Oh, yes. I fished all my life up here with my dad, and when he quit, I took over. I have my grandsons with me, and when we pitch our fish off to the fish tenders, they're crying because I pitched our fish off. We're supposed to keep them. They didn't like that, me giving away the fish.
Klukwan is along the Chilkat River. You fished along there also, but that was a different type of fishing.
Yeah, up there we got a shorter net, probably 10 fathoms, maybe sometimes even shorter than that. We could use up to 15 fathoms, but that was way too much for a river. And we used that up there just to make our fish for the winter.
Mm-hmm. That fish we call in Tlingit a tkeishi. That's the fish that we put in our smokehouses. We also teach our children how to smoke fish also. Don, we want to thank you for sharing with us. We want to thank you all for listening to us today on Tlingit Gau. Hatwa sigu gunilchishie tukai hag e isa ahi yaigi. Thanks for listening to us. My name is Marcia Hotch. Thanks for being with us.
You've been listening to Tlingit Time. Our teachers, Marcia Hotch. Editors are Daniel Henry and Bern Power. Executive producer is Daniel Henry. Special thanks to the Kaysan Dancers' performance of the Tlingit National Anthem and to the clan Klukach Adi. Tlingit Time is underwritten by the Chilkat Indian Village, Chilkat Cruises and Tours, and by the Alaska Humanities Forum. Tlingit Time is produced in the studios of KHNS in Haines, Alaska.